Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bimonthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and you can find all the necessary information there. You can call us, you can email us, you can send us a message on Facebook or Instagram. And if you want to be added to the list, you can get the paper as a PDF in your email, or you can get a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. The subscription is free, so get a hold of us and let us know what we can do for you. Today, I'm going to start dealing with the May-June 2023 edition of the paper. So for a little over a year now, we've been writing articles. I have been, and a few of my friends have been writing articles on Reformed theology and Calvinism. And this is going to be the last edition of the paper that we address this topic in a series like this. So I've got three articles, and the first one, the front page article, is entitled, "It Never Entered My Mind," and I'm the author of this article, so I'll read it, and I'll have some comment perhaps throughout the article and at the end. All right, so this, again, May-June 2023, Fulton County Gospel News, an expose on Reformed theology and Calvinism. The core tenet of the hideous and hopeless doctrines of Reformed theology and Calvinism is the sovereignty of God. According to that particular view, God has predetermined everything that has already happened and ever will happen. All of the good and all of the evil is ultimately the responsibility of God. While that is not what the word sovereign means, that is how it is used in Reformed theology and Calvinism. The technical definition of sovereign is possessing supreme or ultimate power. So let me stop right there from reading the article. That is the definition of sovereign, okay? Possessing supreme or ultimate power. Now, the way Reformed theology uses that term, they mean it, that they use it to mean that God has predetermined every event that has ever come to pass and that ever will come to pass. So throughout this series of articles, we've talked about, we've written about, I've read these articles and discussed them on this podcast, that they may use, Reformed theologians and Calvinists may use some words that Christians use, but to them they mean a different thing. Sovereignty, God being sovereign, does not mean that God has decided everything that will ever happen and predetermined everything that will ever happen. That is not even the definition of that term. So back to the article. To truly understand Reformed theology and Calvinism, it must be understood that they may use the same terms that members of Christ's church use, but they usually have very different definitions. Also, when questioned about certain events and God's role in them, the Reformed theologian will punt to the sovereignty of God. So let me interject here again, apart from reading the article. I've had several conversations with Reformed theologian pastors, and this is what they do. When you begin really pressing on the issue of sovereignty, and if you question, okay, does everything mean everything? And that's kind of the direction this article is going to go here in just a minute. But if that's what that means, then you have to say that God is responsible for all evil that ever exists. Well, then they punt to the sovereignty of God. Well, He's sovereign. We can't question it. The clay can't say to the potter, "Why have you made me this way?" They love Romans chapter 9 and abuse that chapter terribly. But we have to understand they may use some words that a Christian will use, but they mean a very different thing. All right, back to the article. The London Baptist Confession of 1689 says of the decree of God, "God hath decreed in Himself from all eternity, by the most wise and holy counsel of His own will, freely and unchangeably all things, whatsoever comes to pass, yet so as thereby is God neither the author of sin, nor hath fellowship with any therein, nor is violence offered to the will of the creature, nor yet is the liberty or contingency of second causes taken away, but rather established, in which appears His wisdom in disposing all things, and power and faithfulness in accomplishing His decree." Now again, this will be a bit of an interjection. That is very confusing. I'll just tell you, I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of listening. I've studied this topic, I guess you could say, a lot more than I ever cared to, or maybe a lot more than I ever realized I needed to, because, again, this doctrine is within the churches of Christ to some extent. But that statement from the London Baptist Confession is utterly confusing. Anyway, back to the article. As already noted, these doctrines stand at the core of Reformed theology and Calvinism. The entire system either stands or falls here. Notice the convenient exceptions that this man-made doctrine permits after stating that God has decreed from all eternity all things whatsoever comes to pass. The first exception is that God is not the author of sin. If God is not the author of sin, as the confession asserts that he is not, then God has not decreed, quote, all things whatsoever comes to pass, end quote. What does all things mean? And if all things truly means all things, God must be the author of sin. However, if God is not the author of sin, then God is not the author of all things. Reformed theology and Calvinism cannot have it both ways. This system of doctrine contains errors of both grammar and biblical reality. The next extremely convenient exception made by this pathetic doctrine is that the free will of man suffers no violence from the eternal decree of God. Really? If God has determined everything from all eternity, and if everything means everything, how has man's free will not suffered violence? Those who hold to Reformed theology and Calvinism want God to be in charge of everything, except when their doctrine contradicts obvious truths found throughout the Word of God. Consider the following passages in light of the completely hopeless and illogical system of Reformed theology and Calvinism. Now, here's another interjection. So that last sentence there that I just read talks about the completely hopeless and illogical system of Reformed theology and Calvinism. Now, in earlier articles and podcasts, I have acknowledged that Reformed theology and Calvinism is very logically arranged, and it is based on their theology, based on their understanding, or rather misunderstanding of Scripture. If you follow their points that man is totally depraved, then the ULIP of TULIP falls in line. And so in that way, yes, it's very logically arranged. But from a proper hermeneutic, from a proper understanding of Scripture, their doctrine is completely illogical. All right, so back to the article. First, in regard to sin, the Bible reveals that sin is the end result of each individual having been drawn away of his own lusts and enticed, James 1:13-15. It also teaches that temptation comes in the form of the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, 1 John 2:16. Now, I didn't put this in the article, but I'll just go ahead and add an aside here. In 1 John 2:16, it says, talking about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it says, these things are not of the Father, but they are of the world. And that little preposition of in the Greek is ex, ex, and it literally means out of. Calvinism again says, God's responsible for everything. He's predetermined everything. And yet this one verse in the Bible says that the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life did not come out of the Father. So either he is or has predetermined everything, or he has not. Again, you can't have it both ways. All right, back to the article. Sin is defined as an individual's violation of God's law, 1 John 3:4. Sin is each individual's own responsibility to and giving into temptation. Ezekiel 18 explains this concept perfectly. Thus, if everything really does mean everything, God must absolutely be responsible for each individual's violation of his law. Second, if, as Reformed theologians teach, God has decreed from all eternity all things that come to pass, what are we to make of the following passages? To the people of Judah God said, and they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. Jeremiah 7:31. This idea is also stated in Jeremiah 19:4-5 and Jeremiah 32:34-35. So I'm going to take a minute. Again, I'm going to break away from the article, and I actually want to read these verses to you. So listen to Jeremiah 19, beginning in verse 4. Because they have forsaken me and made this an alien place, because they have burned incense in it to other gods whom neither they, their fathers, nor the kings of Judah have known, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocents. They have also built the high places of Baal, to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I did not command or speak, nor did it come into my mind. All right, let me turn over the next passages, Jeremiah 32, verses 34 and 35. Listen to this. But they set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it, and they built the high places of Baal which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire to Molech, which I did not command them, nor did it come in my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. All right, so to our Reformed theologian friends, to our Calvinist friends, if God predetermined everything, then you're going to have to explain what it means when God says, you guys are doing this, and that stuff never even came into my mind. Jeremiah makes that statement three times in his book. All right, so back to the article. Reformed theology and Calvinism wants to lay everything at the feet of God, unless, of course, it is sinful. How convenient a doctrine. Yet God himself acknowledged that his own people began to do things that had never entered his heart. Does everything really mean everything? Not when you're inconsistent in your doctrine, as are the twisted and perverted doctrines of Reformed theology and Calvinism. According to them, God is sovereign and has determined everything that will ever happen. Yet, they do not really want him to be sovereign over everything because, according to what they claim to believe, that would have to include sin. As stated earlier in this article, Reformed theology and Calvinism falls on its face in both the light of simple grammatical rules and the revelation of God's will in Scripture. Either God is sovereign over everything, or he is not. You cannot have it both ways and be consistent. All right, so that's the end of that article. And this is a very logical thing to consider. The major documents from church history, the Westminster Confession of Faith, what I cited in this particular article was the London Baptist Confession of Faith from 1689. All of these documents that came out of the Reformation movement of the 16th, 17th century, that period of time, they all acknowledge or they claim that God is the author, the predeterminer, the predestinator of everything that will ever happen. But then when you start to dig into their doctrine and really try to pry it apart, it falls apart with just a few verses. Again, 1 John 2:16, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, those are not out of the Father, yet Calvinism says everything is out of the Father. Everything originated with him. There's not one thing that he didn't predetermine. Oh, except for sin, they say. And that's what I mean in that article. Facetious. It's a bit sarcastic. Maybe that's a better word. But sometimes sarcasm is a good thing to point out the absurdity of a person's position. I mean, the Apostle Paul does that repeatedly in 1 and 2 Corinthians. He used sarcasm to address a very serious issue. And that's what I'm doing in this article because it's utterly ridiculous to say that God predetermined everything that would ever happen, predetermined who the saved are and who the lost are to such an extent that the saved can't do anything to be lost and the lost can't do anything to be saved, to believe all of that and then to say, well, not sin. God's not responsible for that. One of the cores of their doctrine is, well, we're totally depraved, and yes, God made us that way. So, illogical, unscriptural, biblically unfounded. How I suppose there are other ways you could frame that, but that's the system of Reformed theology and Calvinism in a nutshell. All right, so that is that article, first article in the May, June 2023 edition of the paper. It never entered my mind. If you'd like the paper, if you want it in your email, send us an email, mscoc251@gmail.com. We will add you to our email list. You can send us a private message on Facebook. You can call the church building. Again, our phone number is on our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. Let us know what we can do for you. And I appreciate you tuning in. If you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, go to podbean.com, search for Fulton County Gospel News, and subscribe. And just this past weekend, one of the members here helped me get the podcast up on Apple Podcasts. I'm an Android guy, and I was having all kinds of trouble. Well, a member of the congregation here helped me out. So now we are on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. So become a subscriber. Okay, Thank you for listening today, and I will catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.